I'm really looking forward to this Plymouth Parade. It's something that's the London Parade was good fun, but I think the Plymouth Parade is going to be extra special just because it's my hometown, it's where my friends and family are. So yeah, I can't wait to go out there, and hopefully there'll be lots of people there.
Now at Plymouth College here, lots of signs around here saying congratulations. I mean, that's great. When you came back here and saw all that, what was it like?
Yeah, coming back to Plymouth College, they've been so supportive over the years, making timetables to fit around my training, helping me catch up with schoolwork. And coming back, it's just been amazing, really, because I've just been able to slot back into normal school life with the other three girls, the other girls that went to the Olympic Games. And it was, yeah, it's just great to be back.
I mean, it must be a battle to fit all your schoolwork in with your training.
Yeah, it is really tough to kind of fit schoolwork, diving, media, social life all together. But you kind of just have to... Sport teaches you time management, which really does help with schoolwork and things like that, because you can focus your time on separate things and focus on what you need to do at what time to make sure that you fit everything in.
So who are you going to be looking out for in the crowd today?
I know that my mum, my brothers are going to be there, my grandparents, my aunties, uncles, friends. Literally, I think everyone's going to be there that I know. So it'll be cool and good fun to kind of see them and kind of, yeah, because I haven't seen all of them together for a long time. So yeah, it'll be good fun.
So you're back at school. What have you got to be doing over the coming months?
Back at school now, I've got two more maths modules to finish my A-level. I'm retaking my Spanish A2 as well because I was 9 marks off an A-star. So I want to try and not get an A, but get the A-star for me. And yeah, and then I've got also diving-wise, I've got the Junior World Championships in a couple of weeks and the World Championships next year.
Okay, so tell me about the Junior Championships coming up in a few weeks. What sort of competitions are going to be like?
The Junior World Championships are in Australia between the 1st and the 15th of October. It's one of those competitions that you don't really know who's going to be there, because everyone would probably assume that I'd be able to just go there and win it, which definitely isn't the case, because after 2008 Olympics, everyone thought the same, and I went to the Junior World Championships and Chu Bo, the person that came second at the Olympic Games, all of a sudden came out of nowhere. First time we'd ever seen this Chinese diver, and he beat me by 2 points, which I was a little bit frustrated about. So I'm yet to win a Junior World Championship title.
And the Mexicans seem to be quite big at the Olympics. Are they going to make a showing as well?
I'm sure the Mexican divers will be there and diving really well. The divers that were at the Olympic Games are too old to compete in the Junior Championship, but I know that the Mexicans are doing really well at the moment with their hard dives and kind of trying stuff that's really new.
Okay, so what other countries are giving a challenge to you and your friends?
I think the countries that we're going to have to look out for at the Junior World Championships would have to be China, Russia, Ukraine and the USA.
Okay, and also coming up is you've got a calendar coming out.
Yes, there is a Tom Daley 2013 calendar that's coming out, which is something that we've always kind of thought about, shall we do it, shall we not, but we just thought, why not, after 2012 and kind of having the Olympic year, it would be cool to kind of release a calendar for 2013. It's a good Christmas present too.
a bit of a plug there. What was it like doing the shoot?
The photos are taken from various different shoots that I've done over this year. So it's, it's got some more stylized shots, some diving shots, some kind of celebration shots, the kind of loads of different things in there. So it's a mix of everything, really.
So this is a bit of the Tom Daley media star coming in. Because you made it big on YouTube, didn't you?
Media for me is something that I've done from a very young age, and this is what I want to do in the future. I want to be a TV presenter and those kind of things. And yeah, I think social media for me is something that I've embraced a lot, really. Twitter, Facebook, that kind of stuff. It's something that is very like my generation and things like that. So that the media side of things, like the YouTube videos and like with my website and things like that, it's kind of all interlinked to kind of set me up for the future with the TV presenting.
Have you got any TV companies chasing you for presenting?
Not that I know of. I think there might be a few things in the pipeline being planned, kind of ideas chucked around and things like that, but we'll have to wait and see until I've got a little bit more time on my hands.
So just to cap it all off, just to explain what a massive event this has all been, this parade and the Olympics.
Yeah, the London 2012, the whole year really has just been insane. The whole massive build-up to the Olympic Games, going into the synchro finishing fourth, the disappointment, going into the individual wanting to come back. winning a bronze medal, and then just kind of the utter elation really of how it felt. And today is going to be a special day. That last little kick of Olympic buzz is going to happen today, because that is it's the last day that you can kind of associate with the Olympic Games, with the homecoming tour around Plymouth for the London 2012 Plymouthians that went to the Olympics.
Well done.
Okay, thank you.